All right, folks, daily podcast time. It's Monday, April 8th, and we are all alone on the third floor. Very creepy walking into work today to an abandoned office. It looks like a twister rolled through the old MGK compound here, and we're left by our lonesome for this entire week in the studio. Everybody else has fled up to the fourth floor. We're going to be up on the sixth floor for a temp studio for a couple of months, and then down to the fourth. It's a mess, okay? So be prepared for some true radio excellence in the coming weeks and months. If we stay on the air, well, that's excellence in my book, okay? It's Dave here. Got all the good stuff for you from today's show. We talked Game of Thrones or Avengers Endgame. Took a listener poll on that. We shared the craziest names of the last year and had some, some true Schadenfreude when it comes to poaching and what happened to a guy down in South Africa recently. There's some wacky new ice cream flavors out there. Musicologist Chris Epting blew our minds once again on the Led Zeppelin song Rock and Roll this time. It's a Monday morning, so of course we thinned the herd and handed out a grand to a lucky listener this morning. Of course, lots of dough 2.0 happening right now. Five times a day to win $1,000. Hear what that sounds like and then do it yourself in the coming weeks. Okay, got it. Here we go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Steve, I think you are going to be somewhat in a quandary with this question this morning.
All right.
Because, as you know, this weekend, Game of Thrones returns Sunday.
Six more sleeps.
Six more sleeps.
Game of Thrones.
I can't even with this nonsense. It's just ridiculous.
Game of Thrones returns Sunday on HBO. The Avengers Endgame movie opens on Friday.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to set this up as a text poll. You can only see one. Which one do you see?
Oh, my God.
If you believe it's Avengers, text 1 to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645, 645. If you believe it's Game of Thrones, text 2 to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645 once again. What would you do, Steve? You could only see one of them, the Avengers Endgame or Sunday's HBO presentation of Game of Thrones.
Now the whole season, right? You're talking not just one episode?
No, you would get to see the whole season. Not necessarily at once, but you can only see one of the two of these things. Endgame or Game of Thrones. What are you going with?
Oh my God. I can't believe you're even torn on this. Well, it's obvious to me.
I guess maybe the wording, I'm confused. Am I able to
you can only see one.
It's gotta be Game of Thrones.
You can only see one.
Steve. You've dedicated 67 hours of your life to it so far.
I know, but the guy's still writing books. I can always find out what the ending
is. He's not finishing that. Everybody knows it.
All right. probably not. I would.
And you know how Endgame's gonna end?
I don't
know. What do you think? Thanos is going to win again?
Well, first off, there's Thanos, you nerd. No.
I wouldn't know how to pronounce it if I was a nerd.
I would probably go Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones? Yeah. All right. I'll see what everybody else believes. So, one for Avengers, two for Game of Thrones to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. If you could only see one of them, what would it be? Pick yours. One for Avenger, two for Game of Thrones. So which of these two? I think I already know. All right, before we get to the text poll, we'll see how that turned out. Mm-hmm. All right, so on Friday, the Avengers Endgame is opening. And then on Sunday, Game of Thrones returns. If you could only see one, which of the two would you go with?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
No question.
And you know why?
Why?
Because it doesn't involve you leaving the house.
Well, that's part of the reason.
I know you well enough. But let's just check in.
Instant.
It's quick, easy.
Instantly. Right now.
Instant gratification.
Survey says it was a really tight race, but 53% of people, and I'm surprised by this, 53% of people went with Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Probably because most people don't want to dedicate that much time to a TV series.
Well, and just to finish off the nerd circle, Endgame comes out on the 27th.
On the 27th?
Correct.
Oh, so it's not until the following. Oh, I thought it was this Friday.
No, no, no.
All right.
I mean, you're just so hyped up about it.
Yeah, well, not as much as you.
Well, listen, come on,
man. You know, so. But I am looking forward to Sunday. We're gonna be sleepy puppies on Monday morning.
I'm gonna fly out of here after I get done my show on Sunday.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Well, normally on a Monday morning we would give you your random facts for today, but because this list came out, we don't want to miss out on it. We're going to give you something different this morning. It's a site called nameoftheyear.com. Collects up all the strange names that pop up in the news during the course of the year. And this year, they put it out as a bracket. There are 64 different names,
Okay, right? And nice.
People can go to their site and vote on it and, you know, and battle it out. But we decided, we looked through the list, and we came up with what we believe are the best that there are on the list. So, Cindy, why don't you get us started? These are the top 12 according to us. What do you got? What's number one?
Kermit Sprinkles.
Kermit Sprinkles?
Yes.
Okay.
That's very cute.
Steve?
Manchester United MacGyver.
Wow.
Wow, that's like Philadelphia Eagles Jones.
That's amazing. I love this one. Pope Thrower.
These are real names that people have that popped up in the news, right? Candy Button Disco. I've been there.
That's got to be a
drug. Yeah. I've been there. It's a fun place. Right? Over to you, Sin.
Heriberto Popcan.
Heriberto Popcan?
Yes. Heriberto Popcan.
All right. Steve?
Shaky Sherpa.
Nice.
God, you don't want him at Everest.
All right. How about Dr. Trentington Outhouse?
Okay. All right. This... Jizz Your Shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Jizz Your
come
Shorts.
Come on.
Jizz Your Shorts. Okay.
Cindy.
Cindy's right. Up next.
Apollo Creed Gardner. That's all a, one name. That's Apollo Creed Gardner.
That's Andre's son.
I didn't know he was that big of a Rocky fan.
Dr. Trent Artichoker.
How about Alpha Omega Nickelberry III?
Oh, that's nice to know there are two others.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And lastly this morning, Ecclesiastical Denzel Washington.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
This is the story of the weekend.
Okay.
This is the best story of the week. I'm not sure how many of you have heard about it, but in South Africa's Kruger National Park, a poacher went in there trying to kill rhinos.
Okay.
Right? You know, ends up... He gets stomped by an elephant.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right? And then eaten by lions.
Oh, my Lord. That's a good story.
He's just like, really? He's like, stomped, and the lions come along. Oh, look, free lunch.
That's all awesome. Right. Love it.
All right. And can you imagine the guys going out to investigate this? I mean, it could be the newest CSI.
Point.
Yeah. That would make it really, really fun. What?
I'm wondering what it would be called.
What would it be called? CSI South Africa? Something like that? I don't know. Well, here, maybe something like this.
Hey, Chief, come take a look at this.
Oh, man, what happened?
This poacher was trampled by an elephant.
Whoa.
Then he was eaten by a lion.
Yikes. Well, let's...
Not finished. Then he was stomped on by a hippo.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Then he was kicked and chewed on by a wildebeest.
Disgusting. Well, let's get the team in here and...
Not even one-third of the way done. Then a herd of giraffes came in and...
Okay, give me a second. I'm trying to write all this down.
It's all coming up on PSI, Poacher Scene Investigation.
Looks like this guy has a case of the...
Then a hyena came along and ate his arms and legs, and...
Are you serious, man?
Check your local listings.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You like potato chips?
Love I do, yeah.
Love them. You like ice cream?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
All right, do you need ice cream that tastes like potato chips?
Absolutely
definitely
not.
Well, it's out there, folks. A company called Enlighten Brands, right, has come up with a potato chip-flavored ice cream called... All that and a bag of chips.
Okay.
All right, it's 100 calories per serving. There are 4 servings in a pint. It's really fattening.
Yeah.
You want a sour cream and onion sundae? No, I'm good.
Well, they also make Movie Night. Is another one that Enlightened has put out with. They have another ice cream called Movie Night that tastes like popcorn and milk duds.
No, I don't want anything that tastes like popcorn
except
popcorn.
They're not very enlightened, the people at Enlightened Ice Cream. Right? But if this is popular, they're going to sell it all summer.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you better count on cutting it out by June.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
It's always fun to say he's here, the author of If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines that Helped Define the 1970s, the one, the only, Chris Epting. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John, how are you, man?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine.
We haven't spoken Led Zeppelin since Immigrant Song, and I figured let's get this some Led Zeppelin. And today we're talking rock and roll.
Talking rock and roll, and it's funny. I saw one of the Kiss shows the other night, you know, the End of the Road.
Yeah, I know. I saw the picture of you and your son on Facebook. Okay.
You know, see, look, it's a legacy thing. You know?
I know.
but what's interesting is Kiss still, you know, they intro their show with rock and roll. That's the song that gets you up to the curtain drop, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think that song means a lot to a lot of people. It almost didn't happen. We go back to Zeppelin recording, I guess what we colloquially call Led Zeppelin 4,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's got different Zoso or whatever, but it's the album that's Stairway to Heaven, of course, and Black Dog, and Rock and Roll. Well, when they're in the studio, actually Headley Grange, the mansion where they recorded for
a while,
doing this tune, things kind of fell apart. Robert Plant felt that critics thought Led Zeppelin 3 was a little bit too soft, a little too acoustic. He wanted to come back ferociously with some very hardcore rock and roll songs. Well, they're trying to work one up. No one's really getting it. And Bonham, out of frustration, begins the session with in an angry fit. He starts playing one of his favorite riffs of all time, based on the intro to a 1957 Little Richard tune called Keep on Knockin'. Now, if you hear that beginning of the song, that famous, you know, it's rock and roll. He basically clips it. Now, look, Zeppelin gets dinged a lot for, you know, borrowing here and there.
Yeah.
But they make it their own. I think in this case, you know, it's more like a little homage rather than a ripoff. And when Page heard that, when everybody in the studio heard what Bonham was doing, everybody falls into line. They realize this is how this thing should start. And 30 minutes later, the track is basically done.
It took them about 5 or 8 times as much time to record the song as the song was itself.
But I mean, it's funny, you know, sometimes I think every artist knows what it's like to get locked in kind of a block situation where you can't think of something, you're frustrated. And so at the end of the day, you pull something out like that and it kickstarts it in a whole new way. And the fact that it's attached to a classic rock and roll song like Little Richard did, I think really makes it appropriate. And so whenever I hear, you know, when that Kiss show started, I heard rock and roll kick in. I thought of Zeppelin, but I thought of Little Richard too, and that's a good thing.
All right, well, tell you what, let's explain it to people before you go. So here is Little Richard. And now here's Led Zeppelin.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
No.
MGK.
Folks, over the course of the next couple of weeks, I would come to expect a number of technical difficulties coming from WMGK.com.
Oh, strap in.
We're moving studios, all right? We will be here. As a matter of fact, the air staff are the only ones who are on the third floor anymore.
It's weird in here.
Right? It's very eerie.
Yeah.
Stuff's off the walls.
There's nothing on the walls. Every desk is gone.
Yeah, very post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, very much so. And to make it all the more interesting,
Tony survived.
Right. The H-Man's doing fine. All right. But each and every day we're coming in here like, Cindy, we came in here this morning and there were no printers really working for us. They left us a printer.
Whoa.
But oh, yeah. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I'm on the phone.
You're very lo-fi all of a sudden.
Cindy's on the phone instead of having a direct connection to the studio. Right, so every time we turn around, every day this week,
it's going to be a comedy of errors.
This is going to be, and then next week when the new studio goes on the air, oh my God,
I can't wait!
Right, it will be one after another. You know, Debbie's putting the new studio on the air next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Enjoy.
Guinea pig.
I am so glad it's not going to be us. All right. Although Tuesday morning when we come in, what do you think the chances are that there's anybody else here when we come in to do a show from the new studio?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Send the herd. This guy would have been better off if he found some unlicensed Ghostbusters than doing what he did. All right, there's a 37-year-old guy named Corey Favreau in Plattsburgh, New York. And he called the cops yesterday morning after hearing strange noises coming out of his attic. Well, the cops came and they went into the attic. They checked it out and they didn't find any burglars, any ghosts, anything in the attic other than the small meth lab that Corey had set up in the house.
Oh, Corey.
In the attic, right there, a meth lab. So he was arrested for manufacturing meth, endangering the welfare of a child since there was a kid in the home as well.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, 37-year-old Dustin Amons of Kyle, Texas. Well, Monday night, he decided he was going to rob a Target, Mission Impossible style.
Uh-oh.
Cut a hole in the roof, and he lowered himself down into the store using a rope, a harness, and a grappling hook. Wow. Once he got inside, though, the burglar became a lot less elegant as he started smashing electronics cases and just grabbing stuff. Well, the cops eventually showed up, and clearly Dustin did not have a badass plan for how he was going to escape because they found him trying to hide behind a shoe rack. He was charged with burglary and felony criminal mischief.
Shoe rack.
In the herd.
Dave?
The cops in Little Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Whoa, a local story.
How about that? Yeah, they got a call last Tuesday night about a guy who got into a fight with himself. Maybe,
what?
Maybe in his mind he was fighting Brad Pitt. You never know.
Okay.
Another 37-year-old guy, this one, Jason Kramer, was out in the parking lot of a Wawa punching himself in the face. But his hoagie fist was just the beginning. A crowd gathered, and he raised the stakes by whipping out his junk as he was punching himself in the face. The cops came. He was arrested for lewdness, not assault. I guess they had mercy there. But, yeah, he was under the influence of something. They're just not sure what.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, you know, there's no drunk like a tequila drunk. Cops in Tulsa, Oklahoma were doing a traffic stop on Saturday night when suddenly they saw someone driving along missing one tire from their car. So she's on three tires and a rim. All right. The cops quickly wrapped up their stop and they followed her, pulled her over. Turns out it was a 28-year-old woman named Amy Dillon. She told the cops she only had a couple of tequila shots, but a few things gave it away that that wasn't really true. First, the whole driving on the rim thing. Then she could barely stand up and failed a bunch of sobriety tests. And third, there was a cup full of margarita in her cup holder. Right? She wound up blowing a .21 in the breathalyzer test, so she was arrested on several charges. The cops aren't exactly sure how she lost the tire, but she could be facing extra charges if they find out she hit something.
In the herd.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Steve, I need some dialing music, please.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Is the phone number right here?
Yeah, the one in front of you. That I put there twice so you didn't look.
Thank you. Yes. Steve now, after Friday, Steve now puts two cards in front of me so I can lose one.
Good morning.
Is this Vincent Corvino?
Yes, it is.
This is Fred Hemsloff on the Department of Redundancy Department.
So they got through, huh?
Vincent, you got a grand coming your way.
I mean, it's better than coffee on a Monday morning.
That's for damn sure. Do you have any concept of how much coffee you could buy with $1,000?
Probably as much as I've drank in my life so far.
Probably. You got any plans for this grand?
This year is our 35th wedding anniversary, so I'm sure my wife will find an interesting way to spend it.
Dude, you got $1,000. You got the loot.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.